You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You better you bet on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Let's talk some NFL with one of our favorite guests here on You Better You Bet Radio.com Sports on a football Monday, and that is our buddy Davis Maddock of Sports Grid, Daily Roto. His podcast is called The Take Cast, T-A-E-K, and then cast. Urge everyone to check that out. I've been a guest a few times. Wildly entertaining. Davis is the man. Everyone follow him on Twitter, at Davis Maddock, and he's nice enough to join Nick and Ken here on a Monday on Radio.com Sports. Davis, what's going on, my brother? How did Week 11 NFL Sunday treat you and yours?
Week 11, honestly, like, not great. The best part was Kansas City winning on Sunday night. And, you know, just like we're at this point where the Chiefs get the ball back, you know, with a minute, 30 seconds left, one timeout. And like, literally, Nick, I mean, no one in the world doubts they're winning, right? Like, literally everyone's like already like ready to turn off their TVs and just count that as a Kansas City win, which, you know, that's always beautiful. But not the best week, not the worst week ever, though, for me in week 11.
And Davis, I know kind of overall, at least I felt like this when I was watching the ones on Sunday, like not the highest quality, best football we've ever had, especially in the 1 o'clock slate, but the good games kind of delivered, right? Tennessee, Baltimore was good. Green Bay, Indianapolis was good. And then you mentioned the Sunday nighter with the Raiders and Chiefs, you know, sort of like those big primetime games or those big kind of standalone games. What stood out to you the most? What was kind of your biggest takeaway from those big showdowns?
Well, I guess one thing is for fantasy football, and this is, I know that, Nick loves to bet against the Chargers, but one of the things for me is for fantasy football.
Only when they're favorites, Davis, only when they're favorites, when they're big underdogs, we love. When they're big favorites, okay. Like this week, big dogs on the road at Buffalo, give me the Chargers.
So, but the Chargers, they're just throwing the ball, right? That was a comfortable victory. They never trailed against the Jets, and Justin Herbert threw it 49 times. And I know Anthony Lynn doesn't want to do that, but I don't really think particularly that he has much of a choice at this point, right? Like, I just think he is locked in to letting Justin Herbert rip. And that's like a big deal for fantasy football, because Justin Herbert he's kind of entered that tier of elite fantasy football quarterbacks with like Josh Allen and Russell Wilson.
He's absolutely insane. He's ridiculously good. Great draft pick by Tom Telesco and the Chargers. Not going to be fun when Anthony Lynn's no longer the coach next year, but probably good for Justin Herbert. All right, we will close the interview with your takes on the Rams and Buccaneers coming up tonight on Monday Night Football, but let's preview a little bit about what we have ahead in store for us in Week 12 first. Starting on Thanksgiving, let's get your take on the Texans-Lions game here. Now, we need to see the Lions injury report, obviously, to see if they're going to get some of these skill position players back. But what's your initial read on the Texans 2.5-point favorite in Detroit, total 51.5, the leadoff game on Thanksgiving?
Dude, who is taking the Lions here? Like, I don't even care if it's like a good number or whatever, but like literally just show me the better. Show me the person that's lining up to take the Lions after getting shut out against Carolina. Like, and the Texans, by the way, everyone thinks that they're terrible because they have a bunch of bad players, but Deshaun Watson leads the NFL in QBR since Bill O'Brien got fired. I almost forgot his name there for a second. Like, they don't have great players. Their defense is extremely average. Not that we think that the Lions are really going to be able to take advantage of that. I mean, the Texans should be like money here at -2.5. Like, I would expect this to be 3.5 and for you to have to take the hook, but 2.5 looks really good to me.
Davis, in the second game on Thanksgiving, your Dallas Cowboys, people can see the Dak jersey over your shoulder if they're watching on the radio.com app, but they get the outright win against Minnesota, a game Nick and I were both on, and congrats to your team, because now this sets up a game where, like, I remember 2 weeks ago I was looking at the schedule and I was like, oh God, Washington Dallas is one of the Thanksgiving games, like, this is so stupid, but like the stakes are actually extremely high, which is kind of cool. Like, the NFC East has kind of given us this one thing back after taking so many things away, which is that the Thanksgiving game actually has it matters, even though the teams are terrible. So Dallas is a 2.5, 3-point favorite against Washington. What do you make of your team against the football?
Yeah, I mean, every NFC East game is like the Hunger Games, right? Where like every possession feels like it's life or death, because if just even you're able to go undefeated against your division, like if one of these teams wins, first of all, if one of these teams wins 7 games, I think they're locked into winning the division, but 6 games might even be able to get it done at this point. So this is actually a huge game. And I mean, it feels a little disgusting, but like it feels like Dallas is clearly the play here, because Dalton looked a little bit more competent on, he looked a little bit more competent on Sunday. Like he looked like Cincinnati Andy Dalton and not the 4.5 yards per attempt Andy Dalton of the first 2 weeks when he played for the Cowboys. And I actually attribute that in large part to the bye week. I thought that Kellen Moore did a great job in the bye week changing some of the things they were doing on offense, that they weren't slamming Ezekiel Elliott just straight up into the guards the way they were before. And the offense looked a little bit more creative, a little bit more expansive. And Washington, the defense is really strong, that front 7 is, but I don't really have any faith in them to be able to kind of match. Like if they need to get to 28 against Dallas, I don't know if they can do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I don't know if I disagree there. Total 46.5 in that game, Dallas-Washington on Thanksgiving. So as we do this now on Monday, early evening, the Ravens-Steelers game off the board. Ravens COVID concerns. We know Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins on the COVID list. So look, it's the NFL. The game's going to get played. So, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It'll be the Gus bus rolling through Pittsburgh on Thursday night.
No one even sweats anymore. Yeah, like no one's even like, oh, I hope the game doesn't get canceled. Like no one even, like everyone's just like, well, I guess they're going in with Justice Hill and Gus Edwards and they'll just figure out what they have to do. Like no one even sweats these games getting canceled.
I'll tell you what, if they played that Packers 49ers game a couple of weeks ago, they're going to be playing this game on Thursday, Thanksgiving night, nationally televised here with the Ravens and Steelers. So the game's not on the board, but we can assume Pittsburgh will be like a 3.5-point favorite. Ken, you would agree, right? This will close above 3 for the Steelers here.
Oh yeah. I think 100% now that the COVID stuff is out, like 3.5 makes a lot of sense. 4 maybe.
All right, so what do you think here, Davis, with a Ravens offense, man, that like, and I'm not even, I don't think it's Lamar's fault, but like if Dez Bryant's getting like all more targets than Hollywood Brown and
Dez Bryant is getting screen passes, dude, it's a nightmare, dude. Willie Snead has more play, like more explosive plays, so like more touchdowns plus 20-yard plays this year than Hollywood Brown. Like I think some of it is on Lamar. I think a lot of it is on Greg Roman. I think a lot of it is on Hollywood Brown not improving. You know, Hollywood Brown basically is just playing the exact same role that he played last season. They're not able to use him, you know, like a real wide receiver one. Really what's happening is Willie Snead has to play like a real wide receiver one, and Marquise Brown is playing like a Mecole Hardman role, right? Like he just is used on jet sweeps and on deep routes, and everything in their offense doesn't seem in sync, really. The only guy who seems like he's doing his job is Mark Andrews, and the offensive line has been bad. So I do like the Steelers, but I mean, that's not a bet you're ever going to feel comfortable with, because the Steelers just love to play these close games. Like I thought for a while against Jacksonville that they were going to find a way to let Jacksonville cover, honestly.
Davis, just like Baltimore, Pittsburgh, again, like played a few weeks ago, the stakes are really high. Tennessee, Indianapolis, kind of the same thing on Sunday. And just kind of curious, like, you know, how did you feel about these teams going into that game a couple Thursdays ago, which obviously, you know, Indianapolis gets all the stuff with the Tennessee punt team. They end up winning the game, you know, blowing them out in the second half, basically. Now we turn around, Indy's about a 3.5, 4-point favorite in this game. Pretty similar total, a little higher, 51. Like, how have your opinions of each team changed? Have they changed as we go into sort of round 2 of this AFC South matchup?
I mean, in the last game, like, honestly, and it looks so bad now because the Colts blew them out, but, like, I had the Titans as, like, you know, the 5-star Golden Lock whale play of the week. I thought that was just such an easy Titans handle business spot, and I will probably be on the Titans again here. Actually, I'll say almost, like, 90% sure I will be on the Titans here. I don't, I think the Colts are like the classic. They take care of business against bad teams, but they tend to struggle against really good teams. Although they did just beat the Packers, who, you know, I guess theoretically they fall under the category of being a good team. But I also hate betting against the Titans because I just feel like anytime I do bet against the Titans, Derrick Henry is just going to like taunt me. Like, I'm like, no one has cost me to lose more money than Derrick Henry in my life.
It's unbelievable. Like 36 yards entering the fourth quarter, and then he goes for over 100 by the end of the game. The guy's absolutely ridiculous. Got a ridiculous coaching mismatch. Now, it may not matter because the talent on the field, I think, obviously favors one team coming up on Sunday, but Bill Belichick against Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, this is like, you know, a graduate student going up against a first grader. So, I mean, Arizona's a 2.5-point favorite on the road in Foxborough here. I am very tempted by the Patriots here as a home dog. What say you, Davis? Cardinals and Patriots, Foxborough, Sunday.
No, this is like when you try and play FIFA with like your little cousin or something, and you give them Germany or Brazil, and then you play as like the Republic of Ireland or something. Like you know all you're way better at the game. You have all the advantages, but your players are just not good enough. And that literally
like that.
Is the situation here with the Patriots and the Cardinals. Like, Cliff is not going to go for it on fourth down. He's not going to understand when to take penalties. He's not going to understand when to call timeouts. Like, he just isn't going to get any of it. Like, it literally is like he coaches like he's just understanding, like just finding out about football like the day of the game. Like, it's crazy how bad he is at it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the Cardinals are just up and down so much a better roster than the Patriots. And actually, little sneaky fantasy football tip. I was looking at the games where Damir Bird has out-targeted Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry, and they were all games like this season where the Patriots were dogs and where they were going to have to end up throwing. It was the game against Kansas City, and it was the game against Seattle. So I'm actually going to be going back to Damir Bird coming off of the massive game in DFS this week, I think.
Love it.
Davis, I'll ask you about Tua in just a second, but you brought up that FIFA comparison that actually reminded me. As someone who has played way, way too much FIFA in my life, I was extremely good at, like, whatever, 8, 10 something years ago, really good at FIFA, and I got matched up in matchmaking against the number one player on the, like, Xbox, and he sent me a message that just said, "Be Brazil." That was, like, the message, which is, like, the most intimidating message I think I've ever gotten from someone, where it's like, oh my god, like, what is about to happen in this game? And he picked the worst, it was, like, one of the FIFA World Cup games, and he picked Malawi, which is, like, this unknown, like, African country that's extremely small, that's literally the worst team in the entire game, and he also beat me 5-1. So it was, like, when you brought up that comparison, I'm literally, like, having, like, terrible flashbacks to Be Brazil.
Everyone can relate to that who's played FIFA, for real.
Right, just you play somebody really good, and it's like I don't think I've ever been told to be the best team in the world before and have someone pick the worst. Like, I was overmatched from the beginning. I was intimidated. There was no way I was going to win the game. Maybe no way to win the game. Maybe that's the New York Jets. Maybe they're going to go 0-16. That was an awesome segue. What do you think about Tua last week and then him against the Jets on Sunday?
Well, I have to say, I don't love that decision making by the coaching staff. I don't think it's like, you know, some horrible mistake. Like, I don't think it was the worst thing that Brian Flores and his coaches could have ever done, but I think I probably would have rather just have Tua in there to take the lumps because, you know, also they, as a franchise, they have to be like, well, are we going to stick with Tua or are we not going to stick with Tua, right? Like, the Arizona Cardinals bailed on Josh Rosen. That's like a thing now, is like not sticking with these horrible quarterbacks who you have to select quarterbacks in the first round because of just how expensive they are in the draft. We need to see Tua behind 10 points, you know, trying to come back, right? Like, we have to see him on the road in difficult circumstances trying to, you know, not hand off, but, you know, trying to win games. And, you know, first really tough test for Tua, and he failed. Basically the exact opposite of what happened to Justin Herbert, right? Justin Herbert comes in when he doesn't even know he was going to start and wins that game. Like, you know, I think it's a bad prognostication for Tua's long-term outlook, I think. Like, I know that seems like an overreaction, but it's definitely not great that your coach's first reaction to you struggling on the road was to bench you for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I want to move to the team that he got benched against, the Denver Broncos, as they host the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. So I think it's a multifaceted conversation to have about this game, with New Orleans as a 5.5-point favorite, which is, okay, who do you kind of like in the game, with Denver with a surprising effort yesterday? And look, Ken and I bet the Broncos, but like, I didn't expect it to kind of go the way it did, with Denver winning kind of convincingly. Probably should have won by more if not for the tilting Melvin Gordon fumble at the goal line. So how do you see the game playing out? And what can we kind of expect from this Taysom Hill-led offense moving forward here, with like Michael Thomas got his like regular breeze-like usage, but Alvin Kamara, no catches? Like, that was kind of strange. So like, fantasy-wise, like, what do we project from the Saints offense, and who do you like in this game?
Well, I definitely like the Saints, because Taysom Hill just played like a normal NFL quarterback. He was doing 7-step drops. He was playing under center. Like, it was like they were playing like their I don't know if people remember when like Luke Falk was Drew Brees' backup for a while. It was like they had this like vanilla offense installed that they could just sub any random, you know, stationary quarterback into. And then, you know, also Taysom does add his scrambling ability. He had 10 rushes in this game. I think 9 of them came in the second half. So I think that was probably a little bit of a halftime adjustment where Peyton was like, look, you know, we're not going to get there just having Taysom just drop back. We need to let him out there to scramble a little bit. But I mean, I think they're just as competent offensively as they were with Breeze, which feels insane to say. And I do want to be betting against Drew Lock. Like, I mean, this quote where he's like, you know, half the time when the ball leaves my hand, I'm thinking in my head, oh no, like that's got to be the worst quote I have ever heard a quarterback say about how they are mentally processing the game. Like, what a disaster.
Yeah, I wasn't watching those, like, punt, I don't know, like, what do people call them, like, arm punts or whatever? I forget the term people use for the Taysom Hill throws in those games, but they were a little brutal, so. All right, so for the people who have been watching live, we will finally, we have dangled the carrot long enough, I guess. We can talk about Monday Night Football with Rams and Tampa, Davis, and just kind of, you know, unpack all your thoughts here on side total, especially if you like any player props in the game. I think Nick and I really had a tougher time coming up with stuff that we like from a player standpoint, or even an agreement on the total in this game. We both like the Rams, but curious your thoughts. Tampa, about a 4.5-point favorite. Total 48 in the game on Monday Night Football.
I lean over here because I think that the Buccaneers can score from ahead, and like that's like one of the number one things to look at. So like, you know, you hate betting overs in Browns games because they don't even want to score when they get the lead, but the Buccaneers can score when they get the lead. Like, it's very easy for them to churn to 35, even if they're playing with the lead the entire time. And then we know that when the Rams get behind, they'll just chuck, right? Jared Goff will drop back 60 times if he has to. They don't, you know, McVay does a lot of things well, does some things very not well, but one of the things he does do well is he does not try and establish the run, you know, down 14 points. It's not really in his football coaching vocabulary. I got to say, I do disagree with you guys, though. I do like the Buccaneers here, just because I can never bet on Jared Goff against a good defense. I can't bring myself to do it, because all I will see in my head is, you know, when Goff he puts his hands over his helmet so he can hear what Sean McVay is saying. Like, I just get that image in my head of him being confused. He looks at the defense and he's so confused, and McVay has to sit out there and tell him, okay, this is what the mic is doing, this is what the coverage is, you're gonna try and throw it to X, Y, or Z. If that doesn't happen, and he's got to do that all, and I'm just like, dude, I cannot be betting on Jared Goff in this spot when he just is so confused. He looks like a deer in the headlights when the defense is key up against him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Davis, final question for you, and it relates to Monday Night Football. Give it to us in 30 seconds or less. Pick one Rams running back for this game if you had to, and pick one of the three Bucks receivers for this game if you had to. So Brown, Akers, or Henderson, Godwin, Evans, or AB?
Akers leads in total touches. He gets the most carries. Brown probably gets the most targets because he plays third down. And then it's Godwin for sure. Chris Godwin is going to have 8 catches, 133 yards and a touchdown tonight against the Los Angeles Rams.
I would honestly get an erection if that's the case, because I'm in a must-win fantasy game. I'm starting Godwin in my home league, and all right, fine. This is you want to talk self-serving. I'm up by 10 in a standard lead with Chris Godwin against Darrell Henderson and Rob Gronkowski. Who wins?
Standard league is tough because he has so much touchdown equity on his side. I would say. You're like a very slight dog.
Oh, fuck. A dog! All right, Davis.
Because I still think Gronk is their primary red zone guy. I've noticed from looking around at other fantasy sites and stuff, other places are not projecting it that way. I still think that, if you gave me from week 11 to week 17, Gronk leads them in red zone targets.
Tell the people where they can find all the great work you do.
Sorry, buddy. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Davis Matic. You can listen to the TakeCast and the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast everywhere that podcasts are found. All my daily fantasy content is on dailyroto.com. All of my seasonal fantasy football content is on sportsgrid.com.
That's our man, Davis Matic, on Twitter at Davis MATTEK. We appreciate you, brother. Good luck tonight, Monday Night Football. Have a great Thanksgiving with you and your family, and hope everybody stays safe, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, beautiful. Stay safe, guys. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.
That's our buddy Davis Matic here on You Better, You Better.